Now, if you look the book of Numbers, it's a book that tells some of the events of the children of Israel when they left Egypt and their quest for the promised land. As a matter of fact, you know the story of how God raised Moses and how God used Moses to lead the children of Israel out of slavery to freedom. Y'all know the story. And while on that journey, they would seek out a place on land that God had already provided for them that is flowing with milk and honey. Yeah. Y'all do know the story, don't you? Well, I expect you to say amen, because you say amen to what's right, okay? And now we find them on their way to the promised land. Now, I need you to follow me closely, because I want you to understand the events that occurred in chapter 16. Now, while the children of Israel were traveling, they get to a place called Kadesh Barnea. And they sent out 12 spies to scope out the land. Somebody know this story. And they came back saying that the land is everything that God said it would be, except there was a problem. There were some giants in the land. And as a matter of fact, 10 of the spies said, we are like grasshoppers in their eyes, and we can't do anything with those giants. Y'all remember what they said, you read it. But 2 of the 12, Joshua and Caleb, said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, man, I tell y'all, every time I turn around, you don't know when to shout. Y'all should have been running out of this door shouting, saying, well, God knows, and you know it's what I'm about to do. If God be for you, who can be against you? Because by this time in your Christian life, you should know by now that if God is on your side, nothing and nobody that you want to challenge you will be successful, and nothing should even frighten you. Go preach again and another. So look at what's happening. God raises Moses up, and the children of Israel are led out of Egypt, and they are headed to the promised land. But along the way, Pastor Moses, help me, Holy Spirit, who has the responsibility of leading the children of Israel, he encountered some difficulties. Are you praying with me? Yeah, he encountered some ungrateful, unappreciative, complaining church folk of the First Baptist Church of the Wilderness. The Bible said that the congregation lifted up their voices, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron. It's right there in chapter 14. God has given them great leadership. He has given them freedom and some land that is filled with milk and honey. They are complaining about several things. The first thing, they don't like it that they have to get up every morning and eat old manna for breakfast. God has provided manna and bread for them. They didn't even have to go to Walmart. They didn't have to go to Whole Foods or Winn-Dixie to get it. He supernaturally provided them with something to eat, and they complained. As a matter of fact, they start remembering the food that they ate in Egypt, and they begin to desire to go back for the presence of their flesh, even though they are now free. Now, I don't know about you, but I would rather eat sardines and crackers and be free than to eat all the fine foods of life and be in bondage. Some of y'all act like y'all know what sardines and crackers are. I grew up living on a mill. And we took a haul. We took the old hall in, and we would live like kings. Because back then, we knew what the hog got fat on. Because because we all had to feed them. I'm talking about folks over 50. Now, you young folks, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all talking. I heard somebody say, and I mean, we'll forget that. I'm talking about some pig feet. And who the heck can eat that? That's okay. I don't eat that. Well, keep on living and living and let Trump get in another year. You don't have to see what you want. And then when you get to starving, don't come running to old school folks like us trying to eat what we grew up on. Because we can take some fresh collard greens and put some pig feet and pig tail and some cornbread, and we'll be ready to go to sleep after we finish eating. Where are my old school folks at? to the leaders of the murmuring committee, Corey. And this is the same question I want to raise to you. It's right there in verse number 9. Is it a small thing to you that God has separated you from the congregation to bring you near to Him to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to serve them? Beulah, here's what Moses is saying. I wonder if the assignment that has been given to you, you view it as a small thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen, Beulah, a lot of you are in what I call an apathetic dilemma. I know that's a big old word. And it means this. You're in a place where you don't care, where you are not concerned about anything. The spirit of apatheticness, that ain't no word, is in the church. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. I don't care. Some folk want to do it. All they want to do is this. Get what they want. There's no concern about anything else. If the church is having something, and you know I'm telling the truth, God help you, don't show up. And it's not your idea, or they you ain't in the spotlight, then you won't even show up to nothing. Preach, man, I think I will. So here's what I'm saying. Here's what it's saying. In the kingdom of God, and here's the question that Moses is asking to the children of Israel, and it's the same question I'm asking. Is it a small thing to you? So much so that you are not willing to serve or to care based on what God has done for you? Well, listen to what he's asking in read verse 9. He said, is it a small thing that God has separated you from the congregation? God has reached out and pulled you out and separated you from the rest of those jokers that you were hanging out with. So God could place you where he wanted you to be. Is it a small thing that God delivered you out of your drug habits and your lies, your sleeping around, all of those things that had you back? Is it a small thing? You need to look back and tell the Lord, thank you for what you have already done in my life. Some of you haven't given him no time, no service, no ministry, nothing, but you expect plenty from him. All the hell he done brought you out of, all the situation that you know you and he lifted you out of, all the people he delivered you from, some of them in jail, some of them in prison, some of them are dead, and you still ain't got enough nerve to say thank you. God has reached out.